A great blue heron perches lazily in the distance above an expanse of pink water lilies. At first, Bob Reinstein doesn't see the bird.
I should have brought my field glasses.
But then its giant wings spread wide, laboring to clear the water in this serene, Monet-like setting.
The lilies were a gift from two different environmental organizations.
The man and the majestic heron both seem oblivious to the rush of cars and people just beyond the edge of the woods. This is the Reinstein Nature Preserve. It's framed on all sides by a sprawling suburb of houses and shopping plazas in western New York. Like his parents before him, Bob Reinstein says he's risked his life for nearly 60 years defending this scene. He guards it against trespassers, and sometimes trespassers with guns.
Their lives were threatened several times. In fact, mine was also. I was unarmed at the time, but he had pointed his shotgun at me and threatened to shoot. Realizing it was pointing at my face, I stopped following him.
But Reinstein never stopped trying to protect the nature preserve his father created a half century ago. By the time he died in 1984, the elder Reinstein had dug 9 ponds, planted thousands of trees, rare ferns, and flowers to complement the ancient scene. The younger Reinstein says it's like a living museum.
Where else can school children walk back through history 150 years and see samples of what existed then that are still here today?
Reinstein says his father bequeathed the preserve to the state to keep it from being trampled. He stipulated that it must stay forever wild. People could visit, but only for educational purposes, and only with a trained nature guide. That could all be changing. A proposal by the State Department of Environmental Conservation would give the public unrestricted access.
Just give me one, Jane, I'll run it off.
Jane Warshak lives in the nearby suburb, and she loves visiting her backyard wilderness. But today, Warshak is handing out petitions here. She hopes to stop the DEC from opening the preserve. She says it would leave the woods vulnerable.
I know I came in here the other day just for a walk around that lily loop with my great-granddaughters. And, of course, they were chasing frogs, so I'm with them. I'm yelling at them, don't do anything. But can you imagine having people just coming in here and doing what they want?
State conservation officials say bringing in more people is the whole point. Megan Boyce Green is a spokesperson for the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. She says all other state-run properties are open to the public. Boyce Green says unrestricted access would be good for both the public and the agency.
We're not talking about property that hasn't been touched by the hand of man. And in order for us to obtain the funding to do the habitat maintenance that's going to be necessary to maintain this man-made habitat, we have to provide some public access. We're not going to be able to access funds to support a property that the public isn't allowed to access.
But the state has never had any trouble finding money to maintain the preserve before, and Boyce Green couldn't offer specifics about any extra funding. Terry Boyle has volunteered as a guide at the preserve for 8 years, but he agrees the preserve should be unrestricted. Boyle says visitors can't have a truly natural experience if someone's watching their every move.
A lot of those people that do want to come in, they want to take photographs, they want to sit down and reflect for a little bit about what they're looking at and that kind of stuff. So they can't go at their own leisurely pace with tour guides because we have to push them through that a little bit faster.
But the head of a local environmental group sees it differently. Larry Watson says if the preserve is open, there won't be anything left to look at anyway. He believes the state is just tired of policing the woods. But Watson says it was Dr. Reinstein's wish that the preserve be kept wild. And he should know. As a young boy 60 years ago, Watson spent many long hours in the woods helping Reinstein plant the saplings that now tower overhead.
If they turn this into what they want it to, it'll be nothing more than a state park. And we would rather see it kept as an individual type showpiece and a place that New York State can be quite proud of and show the rest of the country what can be done in the way of environmental conservation.
The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation says it hasn't made a final decision. It will consider the wishes of those who want access to the preserve to remain restricted. But many people are also demanding it be opened. Ultimately, the state says it will likely let people come to the preserve whenever they want and trust them to be good caretakers. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Joyce Kryzak.